You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome, welcome to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As usual, I am your host, Hende. I will be with you today only until the hour of 7 p.m. as we have an interview with the president of the IPC, Dr. Itula, coming up at 7 o'clock. So today is a bit more of a condensed program here on the Eagle Sports Zone, which, as always, is Eagle FM's in-house sports program where we discuss all things sports. We like to discuss the things behind the scenes, the things that make what we see on the field, on the court, in the pool, whatever surface it is that you play sports on, the things that happen behind the scenes that make what we see on the court, in the field, possible. So that's from everything from your sports governance, your sports sponsorships, your sports marketing, your sports psychology, sports infrastructure, anything you can think of that has to do with sports, we discuss it here. That is on the Eagle Sports Zone. As usual, you can tune into us into the number one talk radio station via your regular frequency. That is 104 in Windhoek. And if you are on the go, you know, maybe you're going to the grocery store, maybe you're doing laundry around the house, maybe you're taking a jog, maybe you're at the gym, wherever you are, Eagle FM can be right by your side. All you have to do is download the Eagle FM mobile application that is free to download. That is on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you will be able to tune in to Eagle FM on the go wherever you are. You can also listen to us via our website. That is www.eaglefm.com.na. So if you want to tune in from your iPad, from your laptop, from your desktop, whatever it is that you use, Eagle FM is there for you. And on the Eagle FM mobile application and the Eagle FM website, if you happen to have missed a broadcast of, let's say, of the Eagle Sports Zone of last week, or maybe the Eagle Sports Zone of last month, last year, any show you want to see from, or you want to hear, excuse me, from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it's all available for you in the podcast section of the Eagle FM website or the Eagle FM mobile application. Simply go to that section and type in the show that you're looking for and you'll have access to all your favorite shows that you can listen to over and over and over and over and over again. Another application for you to download. This is now Namibia's number one application. It's the Imba mobile application. This application is a hymn book right in the palm of your hand. Gone are the days where you have to carry around a big heavy hymn book that you have to find space for. It is all now in the palm of your hand in your favorite device that is your smartphone. Free to download, that is on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple App Store. Simply type in Imba, I-M-B-A, and click on the blue icon that has a white music note on it. Free to download, and you'll have access to your favorite hymns, that is in English, Oshiwambo, Afrikaans, German, Oshiherero, Damaranama, Portuguese, Silozi. If the hymn exists, it's more than likely in the Imba mobile application. And like the Eagle FM mobile application, you will see a beautiful digital display for you to interact with. This display is a fantastic source of all kinds of information, such as your latest census reports, your all the African constitutions are on there, various economic reports, that's from the World Bank, that's from Afribank, the constitution, as I said, vacancies are on there. And so if you want to become a more informed citizen of the world, not just of Namibia, a more informed citizen of the world, simply download those applications and follow what is displayed in those digital displays, it'll be something like click here to access, and we make it all available to you for free. Tomorrow is Monday, as you are well aware. That means the Villager e-paper will be published tomorrow morning. So if you want to become a subscriber, once again, it will cost you a total of $0 and 0 Namibian cents. Simply send us a message, at a WhatsApp message, very important, at 081-200-4144. Make sure to save that number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Villager will send the paper to you directly on WhatsApp, bright and early, ready for your consumption. Alternatively, if you'd like to get it over email, send us your email address on WhatsApp as well, and you will get it via email as well. That is for the Villager, an interactive paper, meaning that some of the content that you can see on there, you can interact with, you can click on it. It'll take you to various websites, various email addresses, maybe even a cell phone number for you to call. So there's no better place for the digital consumption of information other than Eagle Media House. That is through the Imba mobile application, the Eagle FM mobile application, the Villager e-paper, the Eagle FM website, and of course our social media pages across all your favorite social media platforms. Now, today's conversation on the Eagle Sports Zone. The digital consumption of information other than Eagle Media House. That is through the Imba mobile application, the Eagle FM mobile application, the Villager e-paper, the Eagle FM website, and of course our social media pages across all your favorite social media platforms. Now, today's conversation on the Eagle Sports Zone. The digital consumption of information other than Eagle Media House. That is through the Imba mobile application, the Eagle FM mobile application, the Villager e-paper, the Eagle FM website, and of course our social media pages across all your favorite social media platforms. Now, today's conversation on the Eagle Sports Zone. Digital consumption of information other than Eagle Media House. That is through the Imba mobile application, the Eagle FM mobile application, the Villager e-paper, the Eagle FM website, and of course our social media pages across all your favorite social media platforms. Now, today's conversation on the Eagle Sports Zone. Digital consumption of
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Apologies for that technical glitch there. As I was saying, today's conversation on the Eagle Sports Zone is about the relationship between a sponsor and a sponsee, the person that receives the sponsorship. And the reason I chose this topic for today, because as some of you might have seen or might have heard, a statement released by the Namibia Football Association. This was about the sort of the model to independence, or the creation of a separate body that would run the Namibian Premier League, as we've spoken about on here many times. So there's been a call for that from whether that's the sponsor, whether it's from the clubs, there's been a call for that. And for those that don't know, this is a standard practice around the world. Usually the federation isn't in charge of the commercial side of a league. There's always an independent body, so to say. And it can even be appointed by the federation, but the federation itself shouldn't be the one dealing with the commercial side of a league. And so the NFA released a statement saying that they've had a meeting with all the clubs, and apparently all the clubs agreed to not move towards this model. And then maybe let's say less than 48 hours later, another statement came out, this time from the clubs, saying that what the NFA just released is not true. We do not agree with the model that the league has been running under, and we are still calling for this independence, that we, this separate body to run the league, essentially. So two conflicting statements. Definitely not a good look for the Football Association and our football in general, you know. The members of an association basically going directly against what its body said. And after this commercial break, we'll break that down a bit more and get deeper into our topic.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As I said, before the commercial break, we were talking about, I was laying the premise for our conversation today, and that was about the NFA and its member clubs saying two different things, which is always not a good look. Because if you have two different messages coming out from even just a company, let's take it out of sports, two different messages coming out of the same company, it means that internally, one, either you're not talking to each other, or two, you are talking to each other, and but you still decide to go ahead, even though your other members are clearly against what it is that you are trying to push. So, not exactly sure what is going on in the inner workings of the NFA, but regardless, we wanted to have a conversation, or today we will be having a conversation with the CEO of Debmarine Namibia, that is Willie Mertens, will be talking to us about this this up and down relationship that's been between Debmarine, the league's main sponsor for the past 3 years, and the Namibian Football Association. That sponsorship now contractually has come to an end. So as we said today, one, we don't know if the league is going to continue this coming season. And two, we don't know who the sponsor is going to be for said league. But before we get into that conversation, this past few 4 days, the last four days, Vintuk hosted the Tour de Vintuk. That is a cycling competition. Some of you might know the Tour de France. So we had the Namibian version of the Tour de France, basically. And this year's edition was a historic one, because it was the first time, or it is the first time, that a UCI certified women's road race is taking place in Africa, anywhere on African soil. Which was quite surprising to me. I don't understand how that's never happened before in the history of cycling on anywhere in the continent. But I digress. Namibia made history by having this tour this year. It being UCI certified. UCI, for those that don't know, is the governing body of international cycling. So the FIFA of the cycling world. That's what the UCI is. And it was fantastic to see all the different riders that came, especially on the women's side. We had riders from Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Rwanda, Ethiopia, Kenya, Angola, South Africa, Mauritius. I believe that's all of them. And so it was great to see. Cycling is definitely a growing sport on the continent. In September, Rwanda will host it will be the first time that the world championships will be taking place in Africa. So it's a sign of the times that Namibia is hosting, or hosted, what they hosted over the last few days. And I also got to learn a lot, actually, over the last few days. I didn't know that the East Africans are master cyclists. We had, on the women's side of things at least, they dominated day on the women's side. The overall winner was Javeline Nyerere from Rwanda. She rides for Team Amani, which is a cycling team based in Kenya. Second place went to Merhawet Askadom, from Ethiopia, also Team Imani. And the third place went to Serkalem Watongo, also from Ethiopia, also riding for Team Amani. And Merhawet took the Queen of the Mountain award, which they received the polka dot jersey, which is basically the best climber. The best sprinter went to the overall winner, the Javeline. And then the best under 23 rider, they get the white jersey, went to Merhawet. Best sprinter gets the green jersey. Then there was also an award for the best Namibian rider, which went to our very own Anri Grief. On the men's side of things, not really in a surprise to basically no one if you're familiar with the local cycling scene, that went to none other than Adrikus Kutsia. And Namibia actually finished all three podiums of the men belong to Namibia, so congratulations to our riders. Second place went to Christian van Rensburg. Third place went to Roger Searen. All Namibian riders, as I said. King of the Mountain, polka dot jersey went to Drikus. The best sprinter went to Christian Perez from Angola. And the best under 23 rider went to Roger. And obviously the best Namibian rider went to the overall winner. That is Drikus Kutsia, the yellow jersey winner. So if you were following our social media pages, you saw that we were covering this historic event. So let's take a listen to some of the participants, as well as the president of the Namibia Cycling Federation. But let's start with the female winner. That is Javeline Nyerere from Rwanda, who spoke to the media after her stage win. Her overall win, excuse me.
First of all, I'm so excited to win at this race. It was not easy. We put all the effort to try to keep practice and to practice all jersey. And today was hard, trying to win the stage, but that team would have beat us on sprint. But I think for my side and our teammate, we did very well.
I think yesterday you had a huge win yesterday, which ensured that you went to tell us about your ride yesterday.
Yesterday was good. I went to break away around the 10 kilometer. I also rose my pace. I still push hard and was trying to make it big up because I know yesterday I used a lot of power. Today I was feeling not, I don't have a power, but I was keep staying in the peloton and try to go if the Samu guys went to the breakaway because they was planning to take the guests at the hold.
Okay. And what does this title mean to you and your career? How is it important in your career?
Yeah, it's very important because nowadays they give me another name and more opportunity upcoming. Like next month we have a African Championship and on September we have African Championship we host in Rwanda. I'm so excited because it's my home. I'm having to try my best to cross the finish line.
Okay, congratulations.
That was Javeline. Let's go to the men's winner. That is Drikus Kutsia.
Drikus. Today was very good. I expected a bit more of a challenge, attacks wise, from the rivals. But to be honest, they didn't come up with any attacks. Or I think there was one attack maybe 10Ks from the finish, but that was it. So in general, it was a very good day. I felt extremely good today, so I was up for a good day. But I didn't need to ride aggressive. I rode very aggressive on stage one. And then today, I just needed to sit in and ride defensive and follow the moves. And well, that's exactly what I did. It was quite an easy stage for the end.
Right. And as you mentioned, it's the third time you've won the Tour de Winter. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, it's super. It's always good for Namibian to win a Namibian Tour. To be honest, I didn't really expect it because I'm preparing for Badlands 800 kilometers ultra race in Spain end of the month. So the legs have lots of kilometers in them, and this has been used as prep just to get the engine revving a bit. So now I'm very happy with the result. I need to thank my team. Yesterday I had a bit of an off day, and they paced the whole day. They took me all the way to the climb for the last 5-6 kilometers. And then today again, they were also super, just controlling the race. So yeah, it was a team effort, and we all had boys, we did well. I could say it's a combined effort, it's not a solo effort by myself.
Right, and your team, how did you do in the team competition?
Yeah, I think the team competition, we were third. Obviously at the team classification, we lost lots of time with the massive split that happened on stage one. And then we also took some jerseys, obviously the yellow jersey, the Namibian jersey. And then I think I also managed to secure the polka dot jersey. We just need to wait for final results. So it's the same sequence which I did 2 or 3 years ago at Tour de Winter. So I'm happy. But I'm happy that we rode together as a team, and the whole lot guys, which I'll pretty well, and we trust each other, and we ride on each other's strengths. And we could see it at the end here, today's finish. We needed to have Martin on the stage win. Unfortunately, he got pipped, but it's fine. So in general, it was a very good tour. I think Golan's brought the A game on stage one, and also they were very competitive throughout. And then also huge thanks, congratulations to Manny's Bike Mega as well. They were also another team which were in the mix and made the tour very exciting.
Drikas, if we can look at it, you earlier on spoke about that is competing in Spain, and I saw now this year that you're also getting the UCI points. Are you looking forward to, that is, creating more points for you to represent Namibia at the 2028 Olympics?
No, I don't think Olympics is on my radar anymore. I've moved on from Olympic ambitions. If there's a chance, I obviously won't say no at it. But I've created myself a nice ultra platform, and I want to go win the biggest ultras in the world. That's what I'm aiming for now. So everything in between, road races, every tour, everything I do is just part of the journey. But I think I'm going in the ultra direction.
Okay, but you spoke of Spain. Maybe you can give us more about it. What are you?
Yeah, so Spain.
That was Namibia's very own Drikas Kutsia, one of the most, trying to look for the correct word, one of the most, honestly, absurd athletes I think Namibia has produced. As he said, he's going to compete in the 800 kilometer ultra race in Spain in a few weeks' time. And that's the discipline that he's looking to move in towards. He's done a few, obviously, in the past year or two. These crazy races where you race for 30 hours straight, no sleep. So, yeah, congratulations to Drikas. And lastly, let's hear from Anne Grief, who got the best Namibian female rider award, the blue jersey. She walked away with.
No, I felt pretty good. I would have liked to end up a little bit higher on GC, but circumstances didn't allow that today. They didn't allow any break to go, so I was very happy to finish with the front bunch. Some really, really good riding for the course today.
And the tour as a whole, just take us through from the first stage.
It was definitely the toughest tour we've had so far, which is great. It's great for the development of our sport. We had some really good riders from all over that came. First stage didn't quite suit me as well as I would have liked. It was supposed to be a bit of a longer climb, but they shortened it to 4 kilometers. The other girls really gunned up there. So I was a minute behind from the prologue. Tried to make up time, but managed to climb up a bit higher. Jeez, I'm so happy with that.
Okay, and this staging this Tour de Windhoek on the African circuit, how important is this for Namibian cycling, would you say?
It's very important. We got some UCI accreditation, some UCI points, and most importantly, experienced locals coming up through the ranks, so it's great.
And Andre, maybe if I can ask, with female cycling, going a little bit on a dip that we don't have more women cyclists on the start lines, having more ladies in the peloton, how does this mean for cycling in the country?
Yeah, I mean, it's really great to have a peloton of this size in Namibia. We're not used to this type of racing, we're not used to riding with ladies in the peloton, so it's great. It's a great experience. It's amazing what you learn from something like this.
That is Henri Grieff. And lastly, let's hear from the president of the Namibian Cycling Federation, and that is Tauko Shilongo.
The 2025 Tour de Windhoek just came to an end. Give us your thoughts on the event overall.
We had a good event. It was obviously a women's tour, so it was a good cabeza mega event. Tour de Windhoek, a women's tour. And it's the first time on the African continent. It's also first time in on the Namibian soil that we're hosting this race of Southern Africa. We have had about eight African teams that partook. It basically means in order for you to get your race sanctioned or on the UCI calendar, it takes a big feat. And for us to pull it off for the first time on the African continent is quite something huge. The race in totality was a huge success. You must remember that it's an inaugural event, the Cook of its sponsors. So usually it's a mixed race where you have men and women in the lights racing together. But because it was a women's tour, they couldn't race together because of the classification. It was a 3.2 classified race. But with that said, it only shows that what Namibia can do with regard to sports. And the fact that we had a women's tour, we're running concurrently or going with what the head of state is saying for women empowerment and inclusivity. But from here, the trajectory is just going up. We're not going to look back because I'm sure we'll be able to host an event of such magnitude. It's not easy, but we did it.
Lastly, speaking of that, women's empowerment, we saw a huge Namibian women's peloton specifically. How does this event improve the women's participation in cycling in Namibia in particular?
Well, just to add to your question and turning it into a statement, that it's the first time that we're having a ladies' national team riding together, national team on the Namibian soil.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is a step ahead into having a men's national team, a women's national team, because it doesn't come easy. It's, you need a lot of funds. But from now on, you know, we're going to groom these girls going forward and then taking part in many other tours in Africa and obviously across the world.
That was President of the Namibian Cycling Federation, Tauko Shilongo, just underscoring the significance of what happened over the last 4 days. And so, yeah, that was the Tour de Windhoek, a short recap of the Tour de Windhoek. As I said, a historic event that we hosted. And if you'd like to chime in on the Tour de Windhoek, you can call into the studio at 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. And after this brief commercial break, we will get in touch with our guest, that is Mr. Willie Merton, CEO of Dead Marine Namibia, to talk about our topic of the day. We will be right back.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, with the world congregate. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone, and as promised before the commercial break, we are now going to get into our conversation today with the CEO of the Marine in Namibia, Mr. Willie Mertens.
All right, listeners, we are now joined by the CEO of Deb Marine Namibia, that is Mr. Willie Mertens, on the Eagle Sports Zone. Thank you very much for making time for us today, Mr. Mertens. How are you?
I'm good, Heather, and thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. So let's get right into it, Mr. Mertens. Before we get into, you know, the topic of today, please just briefly introduce yourself and give us your journey that led you to being to the position where you are as CEO of Deb Marine Namibia.
Yes, Harry. I mean, it's been a long journey, so I'm not going to bore you and Feridus with the details. But you know, I'm born Namibian. Went to school in Namibia, Kommersdal, and I studied at UNAM. And I started out as a trainee at NAMDEP down in Oranjemund, and then joined. I was a trainee in internal audit, and then I moved into finance. At some point, I joined Deb Marine Namibia, and then I became the CFO. And then about 2 years, two and a bit, it's now 2.5 years, I think, almost 3 years ago, I was appointed as the CEO when the previous CEO retired.
So on our show here on the Eagle Sports Zone, a lot of people call in saying that, you know, corporate Namibia needs to do more when it comes to supporting Namibian sports. As a leader of a company that supports Namibian sports, what would you say is the reason behind Deb Marine's support of Namibian sports?
Yeah, it's an important conversation to be had. I think as a company, we've always believed that, you know, supporting sports, it's a little bit more than a sponsorship decision. It's about building the nation. It's about giving back. It's about empowering the youth, you know, uniting communities, and just to create real opportunities for those, you know, who don't, you know, will not maybe go the corporate way, and those who would like to make something out in the sport world. But I think, you know, corporates also need something, you know, for corporates just to stand up and sponsor is a very difficult decision. So you need, you know, there needs to be some sort of a return on investment. And I think it's up to the various federations, associations to find out what is it that they can give back to the entities. I mean, to be able for not, you know, a sponsorship shouldn't be like a begging exercise. It should, you know, corporates should actually stand in line to support sports. And I think we still have a long way to go to get to that stage. But I think that is what we should aim for.
And now speaking of sponsorship, in the Swapo Party Manifesto Implementation Plan, it is said that the government is going to introduce a sports levy. At the moment, we still don't know, you know, the specifics of the levy, but what is your opinion on the introduction of essentially a law that would require corporate Namibia to support Namibian sports?
Yeah, I actually don't know exactly how that will work, whether that's going to be a levy, you know, on corporates, or whether there's going to be a fuel levy. So it's going to be very difficult for me at this stage to try and speculate how that will work. But I think, I mean, if that's the way that the government will go, so we'll probably just have to understand how exactly that will work.
Yeah.
But I think it still brings me back to the point of, you know, allowing or for the federations to stand up and be counted rather than, you know, be entitled to what needs to come their way. I think the other thing where maybe from the government side, it can help corporate is to, you know, all the majority of the sports sponsorships that you see are not tax deductible. So if we spend a million on football, none of that million gets, we can use it as a tax incentive. So there's no tax incentive for corporates to invest into sport. And I think if we can maybe start there,
mm-hmm.
as a government contribution towards sports, is by making sports contributions, it needs to be to registered associations. Otherwise, it may be abused. But mm-hmm. I think that's probably a place where we can start to incentivize from the government side to incentivize corporates by allowing these things to be tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, for the associations and federations to show that, they actually deserve these sponsorships and investments that are coming their way.
Yes, 100%. I think a tax incentive would probably greatly increase the amount of money coming from corporate Namibia to our various federations.
Yes.
So, as I stated before, Debmarine's support of Namibian sports, football in particular, is well known. And but in the recent past, Debmarine has publicly voiced its frustration with the NFA Knights in particular in regard to how the league is run. Many people in the sports world, including Debmarine, have called for an independent body to run the country's top flight football league. So as it is done all over the world. For the listeners, could you please elaborate on why the league should be run in this way?
Yeah, I think maybe I must just make a small correction there. There's a misconception that that Marina Mabia once, has said the league must run independent, etc. I think the plan actually and the idea came from the clubs back in the late 2023.
Okay.
With the previous administration, where in fact the clubs came to the previous administration and said, look, we want to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think an agreement was reached to say, look, club, we are now at the late stage in terms of the league start of the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Please, gather yourself and come up with a plan to have this implemented by the beginning of the, I think it was the 24-25 season.
Yeah.
The 23-24 season.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was the end of that season, obviously nothing happened. And then when the NFA asked us as Debmarine Namibia towards late 24 for a continuation of the sponsorship, knowing that there was a plan to do that,
mm-hmm.
we asked for a transformation action plan. We actually asked for, look, what happened to this plan? And as part of the sponsorship agreement for the 24-25 season, the NFA put together a transformation action plan
mm-hmm.
with due dates. I think the finalization due date was 15 July 2025.
Okay.
So it's not that Debmarine Namibia has asked for the independence of the league. All we were asking is, yes, there was a plan which the NFA committed to.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to find out how that is, how that worked out, and whether, that detailed transformation action plan was actually executed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not said, look, you must run independent. We just gave the idea, said, look, the idea actually came from yourselves. Are you still planning to do that?
Yeah.
All we did in addition to that is we said, look, we are going to sponsor, but please, put that plan into action and start with that transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, come end of 24-25, we will then consider, continuing our sponsorship based on how you, execute your own commitment that you've made at the start of the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for that clarification. So now actually with that said, I'm sure you've seen recently the NFA released a statement saying that majority of the teams are in favor of the league continuing to run how it has been. And then maybe a day or two later, several of the teams released a joint statement saying what the NFA said is not true, and that, as you just said now, we actually favor the independent model. So my question is, as a company that clearly wants to support Namibian sports and football in particular, how frustrating and maybe discouraging is it for when the federation doesn't seem to have its house in order?
Yeah. Just check there. You said we favor the independent model. We just said, look, do what you wanted to do in the beginning, and stick with that.
Yeah.
Look, it's not a place for me to comment on what's happening internally. I don't think I'm the right person to do that. All I can add to that is that, you know, all of those things that's happening, those things are just chasing potential sponsors away. That's the only feedback I can give. Even ourselves as a company, you know, we have a lot of things in terms of where the diamond market is going. We have a lot of things that we need to, concentrate on. We try and save, our business to protect jobs, etc.
Yeah.
To have an added thing to worry about is not what we are looking forward to. So the only comment I can give on that is, squabbles like that are just chasing potential sponsorships away.
So speaking of chasing the sponsors today, as we speak today, are you able to say if De Marine will continue its support of the Namibian Football League next season and perhaps beyond?
As you know, I mean, the previous sponsorship came to an end. As we speak, we are still awaiting a final sort of closeout report in terms of from the association, in terms of how that has gone. So at this stage, I cannot say anything further than that. The other thing is that we have also not been asked by the NFA to continue to sponsor. So so it's probably not for me to get involved if not asked. And also, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, we are currently navigating a challenging market downturn. I mean, you've seen probably in the news this week as well. So that's our immediate priority, is to safeguard the sustainability of our business and to protect the jobs of those men and women that are making this company tick. So at this stage, that is our focus, to keep the business afloat, to secure jobs. So the last thing on our mind is a question like this. But we remain, I mean, optimistic about what the government is doing. The government's renewed focus on sports development, to try and professionalize sports, to invest in infrastructure. So that strategic decision from the top, especially something that the president, excellency, is also pushing, is inspiring confidence in the future of Namibian sport. We have that commitment. So it's just now for all the other parties to work together. And I think it's the same for the media. I think as the media, you also need to look at how you are leveraging your own platforms to encourage other corporates. Particularly those in much stronger financial positions than us. Because if you look at our product, we don't really have a product that we are selling to those who are benefiting from the sponsorship. So for us, we see it as something that we have been doing as a corporate responsible corporate citizen. And I think there are probably other financial institutions that could benefit from having access to, let's call it, a market, because, you know, whether it's the players or the supporters, that's a potential market for where other players can probably gain much more commercially than us. So maybe, you know, when you talk about sponsorships, maybe let's find platforms to encourage other corporates. Let's put, and for the sports, associations, put your value proposition forward. Most of the times it seems like it's an entitlement. Corporates do not have to sponsor. Corporates are only putting their money where there's value. And if you don't bring value, unfortunately, corporates won't sponsor. And if it's an association or a federation, you don't get sponsorship, then maybe you need to look at what is the value that you are bringing for the specific corporate. And are you speaking the same language in terms of what value means?
Exactly. Yes, I'm very glad you mentioned that now, because it directly leads into my next question, which is about the commercialization of sport. Has been a big point of discussion, as you just said, since around the end of last year. And so when a company such as De Marine, pours in around 50 million into just one sport over the last few years, do you see it more as a form of corporate social responsibility, or do you feel that you're getting any value in return for your sponsorship? Is it more of a social thing, or do you see it as an investment for the brand?
Look, it's an investment into the brand in terms of brand visibility and making sure that, you know, people understand the good the diamonds do. And I think for us, it is, you know, a lot of people may say, look, I've never seen a diamond. I've never touched a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for us to say, look, this is how the broad, you know, the broadly speaking, a Namibian can benefit into our own mineral resources.
Yeah.
But in terms of a direct value to the bottom line, maybe not much. So for us, it's a balance between corporate social responsibility and at the same time giving back as a Namibian entity into communities. And then, you know, that's why, I mean, our partnership with the NFA didn't start last 3 years. So it's something that we have been at since, I think it's 2016, 17,
mm-hmm.
where we started with the sponsorship of the NFA Cup for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have had at various occasions also supported the Brave Warriors, the Brave Gladiators, and some individual team clubs that qualified for the various African Championships.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that total sponsorship is probably close to 80 million.
Okay.
Just in football alone.
Yeah.
Now, if I add all the other sports, you know, we support the Detmarin Desert Jewels, who recently won the UAE Africa Cup, UAE Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing very well. I mean, we have, because it's a commitment, long-term commitment that we've made with them. So
yeah.
We will continue to look after them on the road towards 2027
mm-hmm.
to try and get them to qualify for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We've supported, we've had, I mean, I just saw recently in the news, the Bridging the Gap initiative where we're looking at, just giving, school children just a bit of access to competition, in various sports fields, football, netball, I think we had athletics, in the last competition as well.
Yes.
And that was well received. So, to answer your question, it is a mixture between CSR, corporate social responsibility,
mm-hmm.
but more importantly, the giving back to the community in terms of the, you know, the sharing in the resources of this country.
Yeah.
So it's not, and also to look after this. So, you know, I always tell people, there are two things that a young person can do on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the two of us, we can take each other. We go to Shabin. We go and have a nice drink. We get drunk. Into some sort of social evils.
Or exactly.
I can take my friend and say, you know, the third one is playing for Club X. Let's go and watch him at the, hopefully one day at the Semenyama Stadium, but for now at the Independence Stadium or at the Rugby Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend's team win, we come back, we are happy. It's that is the difference that sports make in the society.
Yes.
But it needs the, you know, collaboration of all the parties to be on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm very glad you said that because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the sponsorship goes way beyond what we see on the field. It affects the wider community as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the football. I mean, it's the referees make a little bit of a living out of that.
Mm-hmm.
There are medical people, the medics on around the field.
Mm-hmm.
There's the security aspect as well. So security guard, someone that must make sure that only those with tickets can get into the field. Even as far as the people that are outside the stadiums, selling the fat cakes or the chucks, a bit of cool drink and a can of Coke. It's a business for them, so it's a wider stretch in terms of what the impact is,
mm-hmm.
and that needs to be fully understood. It is not just, you know, for the player that is out there. It is a broader community that sports basically supports.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm glad that, you know, as you also alluded to earlier, that the government has made it one of the pillars in both within the SOPO Manifest Implementation Plan,
mm-hmm.
as well as NDP6. NDP6.
Yes. Lastly, Mr. Mertens, looking at all the initiatives, as you just mentioned, that the government has when it comes to sports over the next few years, do you see sport in Namibia being a serious commercial vehicle for entities such as Detmarine? And depending on your answer, please elaborate why as to why you see it that way.
If you look, thanks, Eddie. I mean, if you look at how much in the last, I don't know how many years we have as a country invested into sports. I mean, yeah. I must be honest, it's minute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the various sports people that have basically thrived on the international stage, whether it is football, rugby now, you know, we're all gunning for them tomorrow in mm-hmm. the final to hopefully make it through to the World Cup.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's cricket, indoor, outdoor, boxing,
athletics.
You know, athletics, tennis. You know, I think we have a couple of gems that just needs to be unearthed through with the right investment.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, that's why I'm glad that the current administration is actually seriously looking at sports and the broader and the creative industry as well, because I think that's where we can make a big difference and then change the dial to be a sports country that can be reckoned with at different stages in almost all of the sports codes that we are participating in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, the sport drives an economic ripple that can be seen right through tourism. You know, if people hear about Namibian football, they would want to come and see, you know, what is happening there. The hospitality sector will thrive, local businesses, infrastructure growth. So there are a lot of other benefits that are attached to sport overall.
Mm-hmm.
But then to attract that, serious sustained investment, we need stronger structures. We need professionalism. We need partnerships. You know, we need people that are committed to working towards a single objective of mm-hmm. making this country great and through sports. And I personally believe that can be done. And that collaboration, you know, should be across government.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen government's commitment, you know, private sector, the sports federation, all of us should work together to unlock this potential that we have.
100%. Mr. Mertens, thank you very much for your time. Is there any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners before I let you go?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, as an industry, we're in a very difficult challenge now.
Mm-hmm.
The global marketing conditions are not playing with. We've seen various headwinds, you know, whether it's lab-grown diamonds, whether it's various tariffs that the industry is facing in our biggest market being the US.
Yeah.
So all of those things are making it very difficult for us, you know, to continue to invest in sport. But we still believe where there's value, we may be, you know, one can always make a plan, but overall, we're in a very difficult stage. But I see, I mean, there's a bright future again, as we've seen the commitment from government.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need the outer party, which, you know, that's the federations and the associations to come to the party, show that they deserve this, and not feel that they're entitled to any of these investments and sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the very important one. Show value. And you know, if you show value and you show the corporates that you know, your investment will be properly looked after,
yeah,
then corporates will stand in a line to support you. I think that collaboration is required, and that's but I see a little bit of a light ahead, but it needs a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of hard work that needs to go into sport.
100%. Mr. Mertens, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Harry, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, you as well.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Yes, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. That was CEO of Debmarine in Namibia, Mr. Willie Mertens, speaking to us there, touching on several points, several interesting things that he said there as well. You're welcome to chime in at 0832-888-401 before I have to run in a couple minutes, as there will be the interview with the IPC president, Dr. Itula, happening shortly. But until they get here, we can keep chatting. And the most interesting one that he said, to me was when he said
was when you were speaking about the infighting, you know, of the Federation causing that it chases sponsors away, essentially, is what he said, right? And for me, I'm glad that he said that. I'm not glad that it's happening, but I'm glad that he said that because here you have an entity, as he mentioned, has paid over 80 or close to 80 million Namibian dollars towards Namibian football over the last how many years, right? And from what it sounds like, still eager to support under the condition that, you know, they get their house in order. And after the commercial break, we'll talk about why it is important for that to happen. We'll be right back.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles, and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu kwa ndado ya inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Okwene ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The time is now 1 minute past the hour of 7. And before I am given my marching orders, I just wanted to touch on the point that Mr. Mertens was talking about when a federation has, you know, as we're seeing in this case, conflicting messages coming out of the same body, it chases corporate sponsors away. And this reminds me of the interview I had with the CEO of Cricket Namibia, that is Johan Müller, who told us that, you know, right before as he took charge in his position as CEO, he was talking about how the Federation, I believe he said, was $5 million in debt. They had a bad reputation, you know, no company wanted to touch them. And then over the years, because they had a bad reputation, then over the years, they turned that reputation around, they got their house in order, and now look where they are today, you know, they're not even arguably the best run federation in the country, right? Even according to the Namibian Sports Awards. They've won that award, I believe, 7 times in a row. So things can turn around. It's not the end of the world, you know, when we're experiencing these issues. But it has to come to a point where the intentional effort is put in to do this. You know, and unfortunately for the Football Association, they've had this negative reputation. But despite that, still, even with that reputation, they're still able to get, you know, at least enough sponsors, let me say like that, to at least put on the league. As he said, at the moment, we don't know what's going to happen next year. Interestingly enough, he even said they haven't been approached in regards to next season and beyond. So perhaps the NFA has a plan when it comes to football. Maybe they're talking to other people We here at the Eagle Sports Zone obviously wouldn't know that. But throughout the week, we will reach out to the NFA to see if we can get them to reply to what Mr. Mertens has shared with us this evening. But that is my time for today on the Eagle Sports Zone. We have to shorten the program a little bit. We have a interview coming up that will be hosted by my colleague, Happy Juju. She will be joined by the president of the IPC, that is Dr. Itula. And so until they take over, we will hear from our favorite uncle, that is Mr. Jimmy Cliff. And I will see you guys same time, same place, and next week here on the Eagle Sports Zone. Don't forget that tomorrow is Monday, meaning that the Villager will come out. If you haven't subscribed yet, send a WhatsApp message, very important, a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144 that you want to become a subscriber. Make sure to save the number and you will be added to the extensive subscriber list. This has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone. Jump.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio.
Taxi, I know what I'm gonna taxi, then you will put the ring on the side of your happy. You might want to.